Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lieutenant Colonel Jay Kopelman, final segment with him, the new book out, second book. The first was very successful, From Baghdad to America. And he's talking about what's happening, massive increases in divorce rates, up 53%. Just veterans aged 20 through 24 who served during the War on Terror were 2 to 4 times more likely to commit suicide than civilians the same age. And the Pentagon lies and say it's not up when the numbers show it's the highest ever. Alcohol abuse, divorce, depression, suicide are higher than ever before for the troops. And for those that don't care, a lot of these guys are becoming cops or they're becoming your neighbors. I remember with Afghanistan, 4 guys from Delta Force came home in 1 weekend and murdered their wives. Okay, whatever. Then they were testing some drugs on them, it turned out. The point is that this is bad news. And I agree with the colonel that Prozac is not the answer. In fact, that's an accelerant for unstable behavior. We got about 3-4 minutes left, sir. You were making a point when you got cut off by the break.
Yeah, you know, I'll make that point real quickly, is that these kids who are going over there do have consciences. And you know what? They are the most internet and computer savvy. So they find the information. They take the time to read it. They really know what they're doing and know what they're talking about. And they're bright, bright, bright young men and women, you know, at least what I've experienced in the Marine Corps. The other point I want to bring up real quickly, Alex, is, you know, you say that these guys are getting out, becoming cops and our neighbors. I don't want people to think that just because somebody's been to war and they move in next door, they're going to come over and kill their kids and their dogs and cats, that kind of thing.
But I wouldn't mess with them. I wouldn't get in their face.
No, and you know what? You'll never have to, though, because they're not going to do that to their neighbors. That's not the kind of thing that I think we need to worry about. What we should do is, if you know somebody, befriend them, you know, thank them for their service. Make sure they know that they're appreciated, and I'm going to do my part as much as I can during this time when I'm publicizing my new book to make sure that people know what's happening and to let veterans know, go get help.
Well, Colonel, give out the website.
Right now, I don't have one. I'm working on
it. Well, I mean, there's a Skyhorse. Skyhorse has got one.
Skyhorsepublishing.com. You can absolutely go there. Check out my book. Amazon.com, it's everywhere. In all your local bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, the small bookstores here in La Jolla, California, D.G. Wills and Warwick.
So well, Colonel, I think you're a fair person. I think you're an open-minded person. And from what I've read, the book looks very interesting, and people need to know what this war is really doing. It's not just something you do and forget. We'll be dealing with this for a long time, and parents should know your child serves 2, 3, 4 tours. They're never going to be the same. And no amount of macho-ness is going to stop what's going to happen to their psyche. Mike Rivero, anything else you want to ask the colonel?
No, I think that's about it. You know, we do have to be taking care of our kids when they come home. We have that moral obligation. Even if we don't agree with the war, we have a moral obligation to take care of those people who put on that uniform and fight.
Oh, last thing, Colonel. Well, what all is I see in the news about felons getting hired in the military now?
Not in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, it's the Army that's doing it,
We don't take them. Doesn't happen. I don't care how bad things get, we don't take them. And let me throw a couple things out real quickly. There's the National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. The VA set that up. The National Institute of Mental Health. Veterans Affairs. There are many, many resources out there for people that they should go and look at. Not just veterans, but their families. Their families need to know what the hell is going on with them. Look, what you just said about kids coming back, E.B. White said it best. The worst time to become a father is 18 years before a war.
Absolutely. Colonel, thank you so much for spending time with us. The book
My pleasure.
Is,
Thanks
you
for
bet,
having me.
You bet, From Baghdad to America, the first book, Lessons from a Dog Named Lava. Take care. God bless.
Thank you very much, Alex. Bye-bye.
You bet. Yeah. That's a nice guy, you can tell. I could deprogram him in one day. Hopefully somebody will get a hold of him and deprogram him. Can do that with Terror Storm and Truth Rising. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have launched the new PrisonPlanet.com. You can comment on all the stories. And we're going to be updating it even more in the next few weeks, expanding all the features. Listen, I don't even want to hype Truth Rising. I mean, what do I got to say about it? It covers the first responders, how the government covered up the dust. It covers 9/11 Truth, confronting globalists and taking over their media events everywhere, and it's meant to energize more people to get involved in the fight. It's very well done. It's cinema verite. It's a new type of film for Alex Jones. You can order it right now. And it starts shipping out coming up July 5th. That's Saturday. And then that Monday, you can watch it instantly. Thursday night, we always put it up a little bit early to test people flooding into the servers. Thursday night into Friday, Truth Rising. It is 2 hours long and the extras. Ooh, we got to remember to upload the extras. Aha. Oh, they've already done that. Good. We're going to have a DivX version so you can burn it to disk and get it out to more people, not just to DVD. Listen, I'm asking you to spread the word about Truth Rising. We've got articles out. Kurt Nimmo wrote yesterday. Paul Watson wrote one today. Truth Rising, the blueprint for change. Help us get that out to everybody. I make an expensive film. This one only costs actually about $70,000 to make instead of the others. They're like $150 now. But it's still professionally done. And then basically PrisonPlanet.tv members, you're just paying so I've got good servers to get it to you. And then you can go hog wild with it and make copies of it that way, or the best way, getting the DVD, which you can order right now at InfoWars.com, and making copies from that. This film will be a success. This will spread the 9/11 truth revolution that's bringing the globalists to their knees. If we don't expose 9/11 as an inside job, they're going to continue to stage more events. Comprende? We are on the edge of 9/11 truth going supernova, really bringing the criminals down. People say, that was 7 years ago. Who cares? The point is they use it to re-engineer our society. It's the excuse for everything. You discredit that. You bring that down. You bring that lie down. We've already done it in most people's minds. But, I mean, we could get to the point of people going to jail. I mean, the whistleblowers are starting to come out. The leaks are starting to come out. People say, well, something this big, it'd come out. It has come out. Mike Rivero has been on 9/11 since day one, one of the few that's been credibly out there doing it since day one. We've got to commend him, whatreallyhappened.com. We'll go to your calls in a moment. But, Mike, can you speak to how important it is to destroy the myth that is 9/11 for people that don't understand?
Well, as you point out, that is the root excuse given for everything that the Bush administration has done, taking us into Afghanistan, taking us into Iraq, now trying to take us into Iran. And, you know, it is now known that the plans to go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq were in existence before 9/11. In the spring of 2001, the U.S. government was going to other countries and saying, we're going to invade Afghanistan in October of 2001. Now, of course, we didn't hear that in the United States. We were getting all Gary Condit and Chandra Levy coverage nonstop on TV, but it was announced ahead of time. We were going to invade in Afghanistan, and right in September 11th...
You mean in August, yes. Because you said October.
We invaded Afghanistan in October.
No, I know, but I mean, you were... Yeah, I know, but Bush had the launch orders on his desk the 2 days before 9/11, MSNBC. I was saying, you're right, previous to September 11th, they were building up for it.
Oh, absolutely they were. And, you know, the interesting thing is that September 11th happened exactly when the Bush administration needed something to happen to anger the Americans into supporting a war of aggression against a country that really hadn't done anything wrong to us, and worse, had swallowed up the Soviet Union when they tried to conquer the place. And, you know, the other part of this, of course, is, and most people have forgotten about this, one day before, on September 10th, 2001 is the day Donald Rumsfeld got up and admitted that the Pentagon had misplaced $2.3 trillion taxpayer dollars, and nobody ever found out where that went. Should have been the scandal of the century, but instead, 24 hours later, the World Trade Center was collapsing, and everybody forgot about the missing money.
Amazing. The White House is beating the drum for false flag, not just that they're going to attack Iran. Do you think the false flag will come after they attack Iran? They'll claim Iran did it. Oh, they had a nuke. See, it was true. It was Iraqi. Saddam smuggled it in. I hate to give them ideas, but I know how their brain works. Or do you think they'll stage an attack before and say Iran did it?
If there is a false flag attack, I mean, if Israel goes ahead and does the bombing, then Bush doesn't need a false flag attack because Israel will counterattack, or rather, Iran will counterattack against Israel. And, of course, our kids in Iraq are standing right in the way of that. So we'll be in the war just by default. But if Bush wants to start the war, I think, you know, despite the fact that 9/11 is exposed as a hoax to most Americans and the rest of the world, I think they may try a false flag attack. Obviously, 4th of July this weekend is one target of opportunity. The Olympics in August is another. I note with some alarm over the last couple of days that History Channel and National Geographic Channel are just pumping out the terrorists this and anthrax that, and oh, what a terrible thing in biological warfare. And it's just the kind of hammering that we saw going on in the media before 9/11. In fact, I actually wrote about it in August of 2001. I said, we're seeing all these stories about this guy named Osama bin Laden, and he hasn't actually done anything newsworthy. It's just stories about what a terrible man he is, and it feels like a public relations run-up for something. And sure enough, in September 11th, as soon as the towers were hit, they were saying, ah, it's Osama, we must go get him. And I'm seeing a sense of that right now, where we're being pre-sensitized to terrorist attack, biological weapons, and part of it, they're even admitting they botched, which is to say they covered up the anthrax letters investigation from 9/11, and they've got these ex-FBI agents writing for ABC trying to explain the fact that they didn't go after Philip Zak as simply a botch-up.
So how do you see this unfolding? I mean, I know you're not predicting, but how do you see the breaks? Which way could this go?
Well, one of two things is going to happen. One, because we're all talking about it, cooler heads might realize they're not going to be believed if they do a new false flag. And if they don't think they're going to be believed, they might call it off. But if they go ahead and do it, I would say it's probably going to be an anthrax attack, and they're going to dust an airport or some kind of an event so that it's we have sick people all over the country. Now, the important thing to remember about anthrax, and the reason it gets waved at us, it's actually a terrible weapon of terror, because while the spores will infect people, people who are sick with the disease are not themselves infectious. So you don't have the risk of an uncontrolled runaway contagion going on. That's why anthrax was weaponized as a battlefield weapon. It only affects the people you dust with it and stops there. So it's great for battlefield use. Real terrorists would use something where the people who are sick with it will give it to other people, so that the targeted population is doing the actual work of infection. So I think the reason we're being warned about anthrax is it's a good weapon to fake a terror attack with, but there's no real danger of a runaway contagion.
And so we know the CIA's done studies on how to attack the U.S. population with it, and then it turned out it was the most weaponized U.S. strain ever, coated at a microscopic level with bentonite. They actually have machines that put little wings on each one of the spores. And so it was total U.S. That was later admitted. Hatfield just won $5 million for them claiming he did it, just like they claim Richard Jewell did the Olympic Park, when clearly the evidence all points towards, we even know the name of the Israeli Mossad agent who was working in Fort Detrick. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, basically, there is actually a real suspect. His name is Dr. Philip Zack. It was reported in the Hartford Courant and a couple of other places that Dr. Zack was actually caught entering the lab where the strain of anthrax used in the letters was kept without authorization and after being fired from his job over a racially motivated attack against an Egyptian coworker. And
yeah, let's be clear. Then he's caught breaking into the Level 3 weapons lab. No, sorry,
right.
Level 4.
Yeah, it's a level 4 biocontainment facility.
For those that don't know, tell them what that is. I mean, this is barbed wire, minefields, three levels down.
Well, it's more than just that. Level 4 means that the pathogens they're dealing with in there are so dangerous and deadly, there is no vaccination, there is no cure. You know, this is where they keep the stuff like Ebola. Where
it's weaponized Ebola.
Plate wiper.
Weaponized
yes.
Anthrax, weaponized Ebola, weaponized smallpox. And you got Mr. Mossad running around in there. But go ahead.
Well, basically, this guy was caught going into that lab where the strain of anthrax that was found in the letters was kept. He went in there without authorization. He was caught on the security system, and yet the FBI, basically, they stayed away from him, and they put all the focus on Stephen Hatfield. They made his life a living heck.
And they claim he made it in a bucket.
And in a pond.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just absurd, and it's very obviously... you know, for the FBI to go after Stephen with all of this ridiculous, you know, fairy tale claims while ignoring a guy who was actually caught literally with his hand in the cookie jar.
In the weapons jar.
In the weapons jar. Basically, you know, just proves it was a cover-up all along, and it was just part of the program to scare Congress and the media into total compliance with the war agenda. And the interesting thing is Dr. Zack never lost his security clearance. He's still working out at, I believe last I heard, he was at the Dugway Proving Grounds.
And nobody's watching him. I mean, look, it's like all these, they've got 36 bioweapons labs they've built the last 5 years, and they've got all these eugenicists that run around giving speeches about how 90% of us need to be killed by airborne Ebola out of the 13 monkeys or something, and they just let them into weapons labs. Mike, it's just, ha, 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 it's so much fun.
Well, and I guess there's a certain mindset that goes in there, but if you look back at the U.S. history of biological warfare research and how often they experiment on American people, we get a lot of that out here in Hawaii because we're out in the middle of the Pacific. They figure they can test things, and if there is a mishap, it's confined, you know, to the islands. It won't get back to the mainland. But they tested, Agent Orange was tested out here. We still have large
same
parts
thing.
Of the islands that are deforested.
Same
we
thing
with students at UH.
Same thing with Singapore. They've done a lot of testing there because it's an island, but go ahead.
Yeah, when they were testing Agent Orange, we had a couple of students at the University of Hawaii who were involved in the research. They wound up, you know, dying from it. And, you know, they do. They test a lot of stuff out here. Now we're finding there's depleted uranium in parts of the island where it's not supposed to be.
Oh.
And
great. Stay there, Mike Rivera. I want to come back and talk more about that. Yeah, they're using DU and proving grounds all over the country and kills the troops, kills us, but so what? You know, it's fun to die. You know, the government loves us.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Release the
Dutch.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Good morning. This is Jim Newcomer from Midas. July 1st, 2008. Gold's at $932.80 an ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $959.62, $472.60 per half ounce, and $236.30 per quarter ounce. That's $959.62, $472.60, and $236.30.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter Ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Mike Rivera is going to be leaving us here in about 5 minutes. Then we're going to have open phones for the rest of this hour. Then we got three We Are Changers coming on to the build-up for the new film, Truth Rising. And I'll cover a bunch of news in that next hour. Big stack here and some stack from yesterday I didn't get to. But your calls right now. Carter in Louisiana, you're on the air with Michael Rivera. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you very much. Pursuant to awakening, everyone, we Listening to the Alex Jones Show, I used to talk to my mother, who's got a master's degree in history, and I'd ask her a lot of stuff, and she would always ask me, what are you going to do with this information? And she didn't necessarily disagree with me about many of these things. And when Ron Paul started running for president, I immediately had a positive way in which I could get rid of my aggressive tendencies towards tyranny. For the sake of helping Ron Paul, because of the Nevada Rump Convention, Nevada had a Rump Convention. They had a quorum, and they've got the legal help. And at the Republican National Convention, Nevada's going to nominate Ron Paul. And that means that our man, our champion, is back on his feet, and he's in the ring. Okay? Now, there is an awakening issue that...
Well, let me just stop you. The great tenacity of the Ron Paul supporters, you know, he told me during a break, not the last time he was on, the time beforehand, he said, I'm probably not going to get the nomination, and I don't want people to revolt and take other people's delegates. So I went on air later and said, you know, Ron Paul told me this in this campaign, and put out a press release saying it, and people said, you're a liar, he didn't say it. So the next time I had him on, I had him say it on air that he indeed told me that. And all I'm telling you is you could go try to nominate him with one state and the few delegates Nevada has, he will not accept that, and the media will just ignore it because the majority of the nominations from the states of the delegates are going for McCain. And I think everybody thinking the revolution's all or nothing with Ron Paul is short-sighted. The Trilateral Commission is mad at Ron Paul because it's energized you, sir, you, Carter, and others like you, the activists. That's what really made it big. Not Alex Jones, not Ron Paul, not Mike Rivera, but you, the people, the foot soldiers on the front lines, that the young people aren't talking about communism or fake neoconism now as an ideology. They're discovering liberty. Mike Rivera?
Basically, you know, I think the fanaticism for Ron Paul was a reflection. I mean, first of all, Ron's saying a lot of the things we want to hear. But I think there is a major discontent with the current political parties and structure. And you know, going back to what your mother was saying about what are you going to do with this information, I think what we're dealing with is most Americans know what's going on. They're just convinced there really isn't anything they can do about it. And like your mother, their attitude is, well, if I can't do anything about it, why should I trouble my beautiful little mind with it? Which is ultimately a very destructive kind of a mindset. But I think the reason the Ron Paul people were backing behind him is they're looking for somebody, anybody, who's pointing a way toward real significant change that is going to improve their lives. And I know Obama is using the word change and everything, but he really doesn't seem to be doing much more than very small adjustments to the course of the nation. And people are really, they're desperate for a major change of course to get away
from... Yeah, Carter, I mean, you're saying to us, what are you going to do with this information? And then you're saying, I'm going for Ron Paul. You know, that's what Carter's doing. And you got the new Liberty program they're doing. You got the march coming up the 12th. I mean, there's not a silver bullet. Ron Paul is not a silver bullet. I'm not a silver bullet. You're not a silver bullet. It's a movement.
Carter,
the biggest... I understand. Well, you can put the call for help out in a minute. This is for all the other Ron Paul listeners out there. People tell me he's still in the race and I'm making stuff up. I mean, this has become delusional here. What I'm saying to you is that we need to tell people the bankers are the ones raping them so they can't pose as saviors again to the next phase. I mean, I'm just trying to get us to where we can survive and not be in Soviet/Nazi/commie Chinese hell land. Go ahead.
I don't disagree with that, and I totally support everything you're up to. And I'm really an Alex Jones supporter. And anyway, well, the issue is at hand is there is a program out there called DVDsForDelegates.com, and it's DVDs plural for delegates.com, and it is a program that has identified every one of the state's delegates and alternates.
No, I've seen it.
Okay, well, they're a little low on funding. And if everybody who ever gave a dime to Ron Paul...
And that's
Paul,
to get Ron Paul elected president. You're saying he's still in the race.
He is in the race. He is in the race.
Oh, my God.
He is in the race.
Carter, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I really don't have anything I can say to that. Ron Paul has ended his presidential campaign. He said he's not in the race. Oh, man. Hey, Mike Rivero, thank you so much for coming on with us, okay?
You got it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. There he goes. I'll come back, take more of your calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and Healy bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, Ionizing Salt Crystal Lamps, Respiratory Relieving Salt Pipes, Pain Relieving Pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Boom. How about that tortures Jimmy Vaughn hearing me butcher the song? Hi, Jimmy. All right, look, I'm going to take your calls for the rest of this hour. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of news. Now, three We Are Change people on L.A., Denver, and New York. We'll tell you the latest stuff going on in New York. Getting ready for the DNC in Denver and that big police state, and, of course, what's happening out in L.A. Masses of news coming up, and I want to get to your calls right now. Look, I don't want to be mean to Carter, because what happens in this movement is I'm not here to bash any group. I mean, I may not completely agree with some website or some talk show host, but if I agree with 80, 90% of it and I think they mean well, I'm going to promote them and like them, and I'm friendly, and I'm not here to bash or tear people down. The problem is that favor is not returned. And, man, I got up on air a couple months ago when Ron Paul said, basically, he put a press release out saying, I'm not going to win now, but I'm going to keep spending the money in the campaign to educate people about our issues. And I read the press release on air, and people said, it's not real, it's a lie. And I said, listen, I don't lie to you. So the next time I got Ron Paul on, I was halfway thinking about it, and I asked him during a break, and he said, yeah, no, people should give their delegates, you know, to whoever they're spoken for. That means to McCain. We're not going to have a revolt. And I said, really, shouldn't you try to have one? Shouldn't you run for third party? And privately, I was lobbying him off air, and then we went off into some war issues and economy issues. And I went on air a few days later and said, well, Ron Paul, no. People were saying I was making it up, that he put out press releases or they told campaigns in Missouri and other places to not take delegates from people that hadn't voted for Paul. And the people came out, prominent people in the grassroots movement for Ron Paul, said, Alex Jones is a liar. I'd like to hear Dr. Paul say that, you little stinking liar. It's like everything else that I just had Ron Paul back on, and he just said everything I said on the show. Folks, my job's easy. All I do is tell the truth. All I do is tell what I believe. A lot of times I'm right. Every once in a while I'm wrong. I wish I was wrong about all this. I mean, and I still got people mad at me because folks are telling me he's going to be president. That he's going to be nominated. Folks, we've moved past that now. We woke up 30-plus million people, if you look at the numbers, woke up. The majority of the troops know about Ron Paul. He's the most popular Republican candidate, got 75 or 76. You can pull the number up. I know it's 75 or 6% of the Republican donations. People know about Liberty. But I told you, I said, listen, the problem with saying he's going to win and keeping the movement about that and not moving into fighting the NAU or the war, dollar devaluation, is that when he isn't president, you're going to, like, cult members. You know, these cults all the time say Jesus is coming next month on the 21st. And Jesus doesn't come next month on the 21st. And so then the cult might have 10,000 members. They all freak out and leave and jump off cliffs or, you know, go start drinking whiskey and getting devil tattoos. I, you know, I don't want you all being bummed out. And sure enough, nobody listened to me. Most people went and got bummed out months ago and admitted he wasn't going to be president and freaked out and went stumbling off into the desert thinking, you know, the demoralized, there's nothing we can do. And then another big section of people just keep saying, he will be president. I've been on the street, and people pull over when I'm walking my dog and say, Alex, Ron Paul will be president. I heard you saying it. You know, are you working for the other side? I'm like, no, Ron Paul said it's over. He's going to continue the Liberty Committee now, and they're going to do what I lobbied him to do, and I'm not saying I made him do it, but common sense, to go fight for these on these issues and spend that seed money to really expand the movement and build our base. The base has grown. We've had a great victory. A, admit you've had a big victory. Pat yourself on the back. Don't snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. You understand, we've had victory. You think Barack Obama runs anything? You think Bush runs anything? You think Hillary... You think McCain, it didn't mean anything. It would have meant something if he'd have got in there. They would have isolated him, demonized him, and probably killed him. We did a great job, ladies and gentlemen, and it's about moving the ball down the field, and we moved it 25 yards or so down the field. We got a first down, and you're walking off the field. Part of you are walking off thinking, oh, he didn't become president, he didn't get the nomination, we lost. But the other half are thinking you already made a touchdown and walking off the field. And it really does become Kool-Aid time, Kool-Aid drinking time. And I'm not going to drink it, folks. I'm actually not that stupid. I mean, I'm actually smart about a few things, a few issues, common sense, politics. And I don't want to waste all day on this, but... I'm not bad because I'm right. I'm not bad because I asked Ron Paul what he was planning to do and he told me, and then I told you. I'm not bad that I proved he told me that. I'm not bad because I am telling you the presidential campaign is over. It's over. Okay? Want to do something, energize people for the march, try to get into the Ron Paul groups before they all dissipate, which a lot of them already have to a certain extent. A lot of folks are awake. It's just the energy's dissipating. I said get in there in February. I said get in, switch gears now, either announce you're running third party or totally switch into a political action movement to make signs against the NAU and the war, and this thing will go crazy, and Ron Paul could have been at the head of a steamroller. They were ready to do it. And that strategic blunder, folks, it is a blunder of the century. And I'm not knocking Ron Paul. We asked him to run. We asked him to do it. He was exhausted. His wife had a heart attack. Little did we know, even at that time, for 8 weeks he was in the hospital, folks, on a ventilator. Kent Snyder. 8 weeks. You know how painful a ventilator is? Shoving your lungs open and shutting them? All this stuff was going on. And so I'm just saying, I understand why when he was exhausted a few months ago, and I was saying privately, look, you got to do this now. You got to create some committee, a group, an engine, a foundation. You got to, while you've got your full power. Didn't happen. Folks, how many things have I been right about? I mean, can I get any respect? Can anyone believe that I know what I'm talking about? I tell you what the Supreme Court's ruling is going to be. I tell you Limbaugh's going to endorse Hillary 5 years before it happens. I tell you all this crazy stuff that happens. I tell you the dollar's going to plunge 8 years ago. I tell you all this stuff because it's all right here. I told you the NSA runs the phone companies. I can read the Telecommunications Act of 96. I'm actually a scholar. Now, I'm not good at presenting it. I blow up. I get angry. I don't actually like being here, being on the air, having to bitch and complain about all this. I'm getting really concerned. Stuff is deteriorating faster than I thought. I always procrastinate and push things out a few years because I don't really take care of my own finances, my own issues, my own things in my life. I totally dedicate to this. And then I realize doom is approaching, and I haven't even gotten ready. And hell, that means having a log cabin on a piece of property, folks. I don't have that. I don't have anything for my family. So who knows, the next few months, there may be a few weeks where I'm not here, where I'm out getting ready, folks. Because a lot of you trolls and snipers and people that have all your favorites and the infighting, all this crap's going to end soon. You understand the real world is going to come down on you like 1,000 pounds of bricks. And, I mean, how could anyone criticize me? I mean, you can criticize me, but how could you criticize and say I'm bad? What are you talking about? How could anyone not know them by the fruits and everything we've done? Waking up millions, energizing, aggressively discrediting the enemy. Huge victories. I know how to win. I know how to beat these people. And everybody's going in 8 million different directions. And believe me, I've never tried to herd a pack of whatevers you want to say we are. I'm just here putting out info saying I'd like you to just take my information, hybridize it with yours, and go out and get aggressive and be positive that we can fight these people. That doesn't mean be positive about the outlook or positive about the economic or social or spiritual atmosphere. Because it's bad. But that's positive to admit how bad it is and then make preparations for it. Oh, it doesn't matter. This morning I saw a Bible verse. I'm actually trying to find it right now about what the prudent man sees danger and hideth himself while the foolish continue on. It's actually up on Infowars.com. I was on that foreign Dutch newspaper. And they had that as a headline. Here, let me find it. You know, c'est la vie. Let me just click through here and find it. About the economy imploding. Here it is. Oh, I just skipped past it. Fortis Bank predicts U.S. financial markets meltdown within weeks. And on this big article that's got posted, this financial publication's got the Fortis link up there. I've already ranted about this enough, and I said I'd take your calls. While it's loading, we'll go ahead and talk to Frank in Missouri. Frank, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, my friend.
I want to let you know, Alex, I don't admire many people in my life, you know, but, you know, if anybody's worthy of it, you are, and I hope you truly understand the amount of love that we have for you out here in the United States. One comment and two questions. And my question is, will you post somewhere on your website a list of 9/11 unanswered questions in printable form? And
well, there is one. It's called The Smoking Guns of 9/11. Google it. We have posted that and other ones many times. We needed to have a more up-to-date 9/11 section. Here's the problem. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 web guys. It isn't enough. We need the capital to hire more, and then I've got to manage them and direct them. But we're getting a bigger office. I'm going to hire at least 2 new web people. That's what the money bomb was about. And, yes, we're going to have a better 9/11 section. We're going to have a lot of things that are better. I mean, I'll have an updated bio. I got a bio that's like 5 years old. I got links to things that are wrong. We just can't keep it all, you know, up. And I'm going to hire another IT guy. So we've got 2 full-time instead of 1. We're going to do the TV thing. We're trying everything we can, going right into the eye of a depression.
You know, I've been listening off and on here today, but I'll take my answer off here, but in the event of a war with Iran, who do you think will side with Iran? And once again, Alex, we got great love for you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But listen, folks, when I'm bitching and complaining, it's not about me personally. It freaks me out, the state of my fellow humans. I mean, I freak myself out. I analyze who I am, what drives me. And then I realize that as bad as my outlook is on myself, a lot of other people, I just can't believe it. I mean, people think it gets to me when they criticize me and attack me, and it does, but not in the way they think. It gets to me because I know I'm good. I mean, I know that it's dirty rags to God, but, I mean, I mean well. I'm going forward bravely, committed, and, my God, if people can't see that, they don't have the discernment to know that, or they're just jealous that I'm well-known. I don't want to call it a curse, but it's not fun. I mean, believe me, I wish. I mean, I'm glad I'm in the position I'm in. I'm glad I chose the path I've chosen. But if it wasn't to, quote, save the world, you know, fight tyranny, defend the republic, then I wouldn't be doing this. And what was his question? I forget. He was asking, if we attack Iran, who would side with them? Well, I mean, Russia's going to condemn it. China's going to condemn it. They've sold them a bunch of missiles that'll really wreak havoc with the aircraft and the ships there in the Persian Gulf. Economically, the energy prices tripling will directly put us into a depression. The media will call that a deep recession. The globalists will stage a bunch of terror attacks. The Iranians might even fight back. That'll be called terror. Yeah, I mean, it just, the best scenario is so horrible, I don't even want to think about it. And then the worst scenario, which is what it leans towards, is, let me tell you something, folks. If we have another depression like 29, I mean, these yuppies and people and the blue collar, everybody, they will rob you in a minute. The cops will rob you, just like they did in New Orleans. Raping, robbing. I mean, we are a degenerate, fallen society. Does that mean all of us are? No. But the good people are cowed and have been taught to shut up and taught to keep quiet. People think corruption's cute. They, you know, people are into it. They're into, and you'll see some guy with devil tats reach his hand out at a red light, just throw a beer down, beer can in front of everybody. And you can just tell he's really into that persona. Or you'll see some steroid head cop strutting around acting real tough, and he's real in our good old boy on a Harley, and I'm not knocking Harleys. I mean, I'm just saying you're really getting into the persona. And they're just off in this la-la land. They're in control, and they're... I mean, folks, when things fall apart, you get a Mexico, or you get a North Korea, or you get a Venezuela. But when they fall apart in a Rome, when an empire falls apart, it always goes bad, because there's a lot of spoils, and you always get mass killings, guillotines, mass slaughter, huge imprisonments, you know. I mean, stop. The veneer of civilization is about 1/100th of a millimeter thick. It's a thin one-roll paint job. It's white paint over a black facade. You can see the black peeking through, the dark side. And, man, you take that one paint of coat off, and it's just, it's law of the jungle. All you pampered people, I mean pampered cops, all of you. All of you think it's real cute, and you believe the lie, and you're the good guy, and the government's good, and all this is okay. You've been edged into it real slow. You have no idea. I have no idea. I read a lot of history, talked to a lot of experts, studied a lot of things. I got my instincts. We'll just leave it at that. I can imagine. I've had seen quite a few bad things happen, nothing compared to the type of stuff we'll see. And it's not going to be cute. I mean, let's say you're in a small town area. Immediately, if there's looting and problems and starving, you will see abusive behavior intensified by the authorities, because in that climate of fear, the locals will grovel even more, and then it will get even worse. Do you understand? We're going to break, come back, and talk to Anthony, Jeff, Scott, Daryl, and others, and we'll get our guest on about 10 after next segment, next hour. Then I'll cover some of the news, too. I promise I'm going to go over a lot of this news for you. That's why you better use the Internet today while you've got it. That's why you better get Truth Rising on DVD and make copies of it. That's why you better... I mean, we're going to put a DivX version up there with the extras, everything. You can burn straight to DVD till your computer catches on fire. Okay, you understand? This isn't about making money, folks. This is about stopping the terrorists.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying. Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
There are a lot of powerful people that want to eat your lunch. They could care less about you and your life, but they like killing people. and think you control your government, they'll use it to rape you. Well, that's happening right now. You understand, we're facing total economic collapse. The dollar is being destroyed. Nothing like this has ever happened before in this country. Everywhere else it happens, it's horrible. I mean, it goes from total breakdown, road warrior on the bad end, to just horrible third worldom on the good end. We're lucky if we become a third world cesspit. The public's so dumbed down, they're going to love being third world slaves. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Anthony in Nebraska.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Since we were talking about dogs with the lieutenant colonel, I got a few stories about how my cousin went to Iraq a year or so ago, and he used to tell me how his NCOs would just get bored someday and say, hey, guys, who wants to go blow stuff up, you know? And, whether it's an abandoned building or a dog, which is, like, one video he showed me was really horrendous.
Yeah, we only bring up the dogs because the humans have been brainwashed to not care about the videos of them killing little kids and women and families and shooting whole cars for fun. So we show them the dog, and they haven't been trained yet to hate the dog and want to kill it, the bloodthirsty psycho vampire people, the pro-abortion America.
Mm-hmm.
Who think we can kill 50 million babies, but then their sorry self's going to be safe.
Yeah, they really do not care. Like, one video he showed me, they put a blasting cap inside of a piece of meat and fed it to a dog, and it blew his entire everything off. Like, he was had no eyes, no snout, no nothing.
Yeah, there are hundreds of those videos, but I would guess he was showing you his own little internal enjoyments.
No, luckily, he's not one of those people. He was just caught there. He was just like, oh, what's going on here? Oh, and he started recording it. He's not one of those.
He needs to put that video on YouTube.
Yeah, I have to talk to him about it again. But, yeah, man.
Anybody that's got this stuff, post it on YouTube or send it to us, and we will post it because this type of evil needs to be seen.
It was horrible, man. They kept the dog alive for, another half a day, and he had nothing there, no snout or anything. It was gross.
But they kept him alive for the enjoyment of his pain?
Yeah, they would, poke and throw sticks at him and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the pleasure. Well, they're all going to be officers soon, so...
Yeah, they sure will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just lucky I was finally able to wake him up.
Okay, Anthony, I appreciate your call. I don't know if that particular case is a true story. That's the kind of stuff George Bush would do. That's the kind of things... There's videos of them killing dogs. There are videos of them shooting whole families. So you don't need to just hear the speculation of this caller who claims he saw that. Caller's probably telling the truth, but maybe not. It might be the screw the loose change people calling him with a fake call to then edit it together and claim that there's no killing of animals. Hey, it's over, guys. Sorry. You guys, everybody claimed it was a fake dog, and we all knew it was a real dog, and you've been caught now defending something like that, Michelle Malkin and the rest of you. Just totally despicable. But, yes, if it does show them blowing the dog's head off, there's a lot of those videos, then it needs to be posted, and people that did it need to get in trouble instead of defending those type of activities. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to call in and say to your listeners, I've been blogging.
Hey, your phone's going down, brother. Are you on a cordless about 10 miles from the jack? Got to let you go. Yeah, you can tune into the internet. There's about a minute delay, or the radio's a few second delay. You can hear that. Just call back if you can get in on a better phone line, sir. Couldn't even hear you. Okay, I'm going to take a few more calls when we get back from Scott and others. 1-800-259-9231. And then we got three guests coming up in a ton of news. Here comes the big fourth hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Jerk.